On the KSRO live line with us as we wrap up the 9 o'clock hour is Christina Law from the Redwood Empire Council for the Blind. Christina, good to have you on with us.
Good morning, Pat. I've been listening to you on various radio stations for a very long time, and I want to thank you for your service during the fires. I had family from out of state listening in to you guys, and I just cannot thank you enough for all that you did for us during those times.
Well, thank you very much for the kind words. Very touching for me. Hope you and yours are okay after the fires.
Thank goodness we are, yes.
Very good, very good. So, Christina, this is an event that we're going to talk about that is not new to me. How long have you been doing what you call the walkabout?
Well, the Redwood Empire Council for the Blind has been doing walkabouts, I would say, about 5 years now. One of our members who's sadly resting in peace, we hope anyway, at this moment, started or was very instrumental in getting that started. And so we've been doing walkabout around Sonoma County. We've mentioned all of Sonoma County. And also our walkabouts do benefit. We have wheelchair members, and our walkabouts, we aim to, you know, to help everyone, to benefit the entire community of Sonoma County.
And it's, I know what it is, but explain to our listeners exactly what happens in the walkabout and why it's important.
So what we do is tackle intersections that are difficult for, I'm blind, and most of our members are either blind or low vision. And if you see a person walking down the street with one of those white canes, they might possibly know about the Redwood Empire Council for the Blind. We tackle difficult intersections because either there's no audible signal, there's no signage, the light is too long. We did an intersection last year at Hunter and Commerce in Roner Park, and the big difficulty with that intersection, for instance, was that pedestrians didn't have long enough to cross the street, and we were actually just at a meeting yesterday in Santa Rosa where a pedestrian, a blind, visually impaired woman, was talking about that she doesn't have long enough to cross the street. So we get reporters, we get city council on occasion, traffic controllers, people that have the power to get things done, to come out and see with their own eyes what we are dealing with. And we've gotten things done because of that. That problem at Hunter and Commerce has been corrected, and we have gotten things done. So anyone can make a difference, and that's what we want. We want folks to know that.
Well, it's the age-old concept of walking a mile in my shoes, and that sometimes is the only way we really understand it. Now, for those of us who are sighted during this walkabout exercise, are we blindfolded? Just obviously, that's going to give us the most accurate representation of what the blind go through on a daily basis.
I don't think we ever thought of that. That's not a bad idea, but I'll tell you why we don't do it that way.
It's probably safety concerns.
We kind of need a pair of eyes. And the thing is that those of us who are blind or vision impaired, we actually partner up with the sighted people who show up, which is partly why we need the sighted people to come. We need our reporters. We need our media. We need we have reporters from the Press Democrat sometimes who comes, and we are grateful that they're willing to experience it with us, and we partner up with them. We sight and guide with them. They are our eyes, and when they see how difficult a crossing is for us, we think that they get an idea of what we're going through. But that's not a bad idea. I wish we could do that. I wish we could do that to a lot of people. But
absolutely. In fact, I wish we could take the blindfold off of a lot of people who have that sort of tunnel vision thing going on. And this is happening on March 28th. It's a Wednesday. It's a Wednesday.
It is a week from today, yes.
It's a week from today. And it sounds like a very enlightening exercise for a lot of people. And I think especially when you're talking about, you know, the powers that be and the people in decision-making positions who can do something about this, something it seems as simple as making sure that the light is long enough for people to be able to cross the street, that seems like such an easy fix, doesn't it?
I would think so. I mean, I don't know what's involved, and so I can't do their job, obviously. I'm not in that position. And I know that audible signals, I've heard, are kind of expensive and whatnot. I just think that there's a way to do things that are so important, and also realizing that blind people are not the only ones who need longer lights. There are people with physical disabilities that
sure.
we don't have,
yeah.
or people that need more audio learners, for instance, who need that sound of the stoplight. So it's not just those blind people need it. This benefits everybody.
Well, thank God it's not just, those blind people need it, because certainly that should be reason enough, but you make a good point. I mean, I know that sometimes getting my pup across the street takes some doing and takes some time involved there. So,
yeah.
So how do we stack up, Christina, how do we stack up as a county in terms of accessibility for those sight handicapped among us?
Well, that's a really good question. I grew up here in Sonoma County, but I escaped to Berkeley and the East Bay for a good decade. And there are things that, Sonoma County was actually one of the first. We had audible signals beginning in the late 90s, early 2000s, and I don't know what the East Bay had going at that point, but the biggest thing that Sonoma County, I wish, could do a bit better was that Sonoma County seems to think that folks no longer have a nightlife at 8:30 at night, and so I wish that that could happen. But, Sonoma County, we've met some amazing folks on city council, and I got an actually amazing response yesterday afternoon from the mayor of Petaluma, where our walkabout's going to be held, said that, he was already committed, but he was grateful to know about the event. So what Sonoma County does have is they seem really open and eager to work with us and to benefit the disabled community, and also like you mentioned, pups, dogs have minds of their own, and kids. Sometimes the kid wants to stop and look at that pretty car, and the mom's like, "No, you got to get across the street."
Sure.
Sonoma County seems to be really open and eager and willing to lend a hand, and we are calling that when we do these walkabouts, because that is really helpful to us.
So on the 28th, next Wednesday, a week from today, the walkabout will be taking place from the Petaluma Visitor Center, on Lakeville Street. And it's a very busy intersection there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. And I want to clarify really quickly, weather permitting.
Ah.
If you guys wake up and it's raining Wednesday morning, we are not going to be out there. So we want to, we want to keep ourselves safe, and also the folks that we ask to come out, the reporters, city council, whoever comes out, we don't want to waste their time, and we don't want to force people to be out in it. So weather permitting, we're asking folks to meet us at 12:30 p.m. at the Petaluma Visitor Center, which is actually right near my pottery class. I love going to that at the Art Center. And we're going to cross and work on and show folks the difficulties that people experience on the crossing of Lakeville and East Washington.
Oh, boy, that is a busy intersection.
We've got a couple sighted members, actually. We're grateful to have one of whom is a retired doctor, in fact, who tells us that that's a difficult intersection for people that can see, and it was before the SMART train. And we are grateful for the SMART train, but we want to bring attention
sure.
to the difficulty of that.
And who signed up for this so far to participate with you, Christina, next Wednesday?
We have a person from Petaluma, I think, feel a little bit embarrassed, I don't know, Kirk Bates. I think he's either with city council or mm-hmm. he's in Petaluma development of some sort, but we know that he's coming.
Very good.
We have a probability from a writer with the Press Democrat, who's actually come to several of our walkabouts and has actually become very familiar to many of our members that know him, and that he has actually written a couple articles about us in the last couple of years. And we've sent the word out to other, radio stations, and we've got the Petaluma Community Access folks.
Well, we need to put our money where our mouth is, Christina. Want to sign me up?
That would be really
yeah.
lovely, actually.
Yeah.
We are definitely inviting the media, the reporters, the folks that can come back and tell their listeners, and you've got several.
All right, well, sign me up, and I'll be there on Wednesday at 12:30. I'll be there the early part of the day, fair enough, since I stopped making sense about 2 p.m.
Well, that's about when we start eating, so I think maybe if you join us for lunch, maybe that'll reinvigorate.
Perhaps so.
Somehow.
All right, very good. Well, we'll be in touch over email about this, but it is 12:30 next Wednesday, the walkabout in support of our friends and neighbors who are blind in Sonoma County, and all, of course, because of the Redwood Empire Council for the Blind. Christina, thanks for being here, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you.
All right, that's Christina Law.